Hi, I'm Jorge Gabuardi, and I'm here to talk to you today about how to edit your ASP.NET code on the fly using Page Inspector. I'm really excited to show you this V1 feature today that just shipped with Visual Studio 2012, and it's going to make your front-end development a lot easier. So what is Page Inspector? What is this new feature that we just built? Page Inspector is a front-end debugging tool which knows all the different files that compose your current web application. So what does this mean? With us knowing all the different layout files and all the different CSS files, we can make front-end debugging a lot easier. All right, so let's just jump straight into the demo. I'm going to bring up my Visual Studio Express 2012 for web that you can get for free from the ASP.NET website. And I'm going to take a look at the project that I have over here. It's a simple MVC4 application. I have a views folder, controller, some content. So let's open up a view for now. Let's open this index view. So today, if I'm a front-end developer, how do I actually get this view to show up in the browser? So if I do Control F5 in my project right now, it's going to kick off whatever browser I have as my default, and it's going to navigate to the root of my project. That's not necessarily the view that I have up right now. So what I need to do is I need to take a look at my controllers, try to see which controller has the right action that's going to give me that view, and then I need to go through the routing table to see how I need to call that controller. So in Page Inspector, we did some work to try to understand the routing that we need to do and the routing that we need to call so you can get this view. So we brought back the functionality view in Page Inspector for the Razor View Engine. So if you have MVC4 projects using Razor, you have Razor websites, you can right-click on views, you can right-click on your files and say View in Page Inspector. So what that's going to do is actually going to kick off whatever needs to happen to get your application running. So it'll start IIS Express, it'll start a build, whatever needs to get done. So we'll see that Page Inspector has already showed up. So what is Page Inspector? Let's dive into it a little bit more. So at first glance, it is a browser. So I can right-click on the navigation surface. It's actually based off of IE, so I'll get the IE's context menu. I can click on different links. I can navigate around. One of the interesting things is this is not a static design surface. JavaScript is actually running in the browser. So I can drag things around, and when I drop this element, you will see that the number computed on the right is actually going to change because JavaScript is running, and it's actually executing as we drag things around. So this is not a static, boring design surface. It's actually a browser. So let's go back to the home page. So I've been talking about how do we debug my layout. So how does Page Inspector help me do that? So like browsers do today, we have browser tools that we will go into them a little bit more. But right now, let's explore this inspect feature. So when I click on that button and enter inspect mode, when I start hovering over different elements in my live application, we start opening the exact source file where that particular element came from. And we select the exact range in the source file where it was generated from. What is really interesting in this example is that we not only map back to static HTML code, we actually map back to server-side code. So in this case, there's a Razor NuGet in the middle of that strong tag. So I can start decomposing my app. As I start moving and inspecting different live elements, you will see that the selection on the source file starts moving. And if I start inspecting something from a different file, we will actually open the corresponding file. So in this case, I went all the way to the top and started inspecting something from the layout page. And then I'm going to go take a look at a partial view, just like the navigation part is. So to fix all these layout issues, let's inspect the home button that is clearly broken because it doesn't have the same styling as the other elements do. So let's inspect the home element. So Page Inspector will quickly bring up the exact source file, will point me to the right location where I need to fix the issue. And I immediately notice it's missing an li tag. So I'm going to add that li tag. It's quickly going to fix that issue. And since Page Inspector knows all the different files that compose that web page, it's going to tell me that my browser is out of sync from what I have in my source files. So today, to solve this problem, you need to save your file, go back to the browser, so switching outside of Visual Studio and hitting F5 for refresh. What we did in Page Inspector is we introduced a hotkey, Control-Alt-Enter, that will do whatever it needs to get done to get your project straight up and make sure that we can browse to the application and match the status of the source files. So I just hit Control-Alt-Enter, and in this case, it saved the file, and it's going to refresh the page because that's where I was at. And we can tell that the home button was fixed. Let's try to do the exact same thing with the semicolon, the extra semicolon that we have in this list over here. So I inspect that element, go back to the source file, remove the semicolon, and do Ctrl-Alt-Enter. And we can see how very, very quickly I don't have to worry about how do I find where these problems are coming from. I just go directly and start inspecting that element and fix it. So those were some of the features that we have to actually help you debug the layout of your web application. So what other tools does Page Inspector have? Let's open up the browser tools that we have at the bottom. And we'll see for whatever inspected element that we have at that given point, we will see that the DOM visualizer selects that element in the DOM tree. And we see a bunch of CSS rules applied to that element. We can go to styles, to tray styles, see them applied by property instead of rule, etc. There's also a files tab. So the files tab, the information it's going to give me, it's just going to give you a flat list of all the different layout pages that compose that web response. This can be very useful when you're troubleshooting CMSs such as Orchard or Umbraco, where a single, very simple web page can be composed of up to 15 or maybe 20 different layout pages. So going back to the demo, we already debugged the layout for the application. So what do we do around styling? So let's take a look at this element that has green text over blue background. That's pretty bad. So how do we go ahead and fix that using Page Inspector? So we already have that element selected. We're in the tray style sections already. So let's expand the color property. And we can see the list of rules applied to that element. And we can see that the color is set to green by the last rule. So let's change that to something more visible. I'm going to do white for now. And as soon as I change it, I can see the change immediately in the browser. And the next question is, how do I bring this back to my source? Today, since there's a disconnected experience, you're in the browser, you change everything in the browser tools, you have to remember what you changed, so write it down on a piece of paper, go back to Visual Studio, open the source files, open the CSS, try to find the rule, do all these different things. With Page Inspector, what we did is we added rule mapping for CSS. So we can click on this rule over here, and this is going to open the CSS file, and it's going to select the exact rule where that is coming from. So we can very quickly find the color that we want to change. It's set to green. We're going to change it to white. And using the same information, we know what went into that request. And Page Inspector is going to tell me, hey, you need to run the magical hotkey to save your files and then refresh the browser. So we do Ctrl-Alt-Enter. My CSS file is changed, and my browser gets refreshed. So these are some of the features that we built in Page Inspector that hopefully is going to make your front-end development a lot easier. I'm Jorge. Thanks for watching.